Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I do want to talk about psychics and mediums. Do you believe them? I have an interesting email here. I'll read a few just quick before we get to the break. Hi, Niall. I was hoping you could bring up something on your show for me. I want to talk about psychics and mediums. My elderly mother recently went to one with her friends from her knitting class. We lost Dad over a year ago. Sorry to hear that. And Mam has been finding it really hard to cope without him. She decided to go to a medium because she wanted to be closer to Dad. I tried to talk her out of it at the start, but she wouldn't listen to me. She went with her friends and paid €60. When she came home, she started to tell me all about it. She was so happy and said that Dad came true to her and told her he was happy. Of course he was. That's what the medium said anyway. And no longer in pain. I knew this was the usual jargon that the medium would come out with and tell a grieving widow, but it seems to give Mam some sort of comfort. But then she said she wanted to go back again because she liked the idea of being close to him. This infuriated me because it means Mam, who is now a pensioner, will be given another £60 to this person to basically tell her some sort of fairy tale. I think it's disgraceful that these people can get away with it. My brother thinks I'm overreacting and that if it gives Mam some sort of comfort, sure, what's the harm? I was wondering, could you talk about it on your show? Do people agree with me that these individuals are taking advantage of vulnerable individuals, or people, should I say. Now, it's an interesting one. People go to mediums, they go to psychics, they believe it. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that these individuals can talk to dead people. There is no evidence whatsoever that a psychic can predict the future. There has been many challenges over the years. There was a guy called James Randi, I think it was, put €1 million up for grabs. He's a scientist. To any psychic that would come in and do a controlled demonstration and prove that they can tell the future. Not one psychic in the last 15 or 20 years since he put that up, that challenge, has taken the challenge. Why? Because they can't do it. It's called the Barnum Method. That's what they call what they do. It's the Barnum Method. They throw stuff out, eventually something sticks. You know the old thing where they stand up on the stage and they go, I sense somebody beginning with the letter M. An M? Something to do with the stomach, died recently. Died, maybe not so recently. An M, and then, no, maybe it's an N. An N, an N. And then somebody in the audience sticks up their hand and goes, yeah, that's me Auntie Nora. She had cancer in the stomach. She died. And of course somebody has somebody beginning with an M or an N, probably because usually elderly people have names like Margaret or Nora or Mary or something like that. So they take chances. And then somebody comes along and says something. And then your mother or father comes home and goes, oh yeah, the psychic or the medium told me loads of stuff. That must have been true. But they forget to tell you about all the stuff they told them that wasn't actually true. They're throwing stuff out. They're looking for stuff. These people are experts at what they do. Now, the argument is that maybe they give comfort to somebody. That somebody feels better after coming away from them. That maybe somebody is more guided in their future if the psychic tells them. Maybe the psychic, in some ways, has some sort of is an expert in psychology and understands the person and makes them feel better. Maybe they have an understanding in how to deal with grief and they can make that person feel better by thinking that their loved one who passed away is happier and in a happier place. So is it a good thing? I want to ask you, honestly, do you think psychics and mediums provide a valuable service? Peter, you're on Classic Hits.
How you doing, mate?
Good, Peter. I can sense an M, something, an M, maybe yeah. Died. They had a limp in one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Peter? Do you believe it?
No, I don't. I'm a bit of a thrust. They're absolute liars.
Right.
The politicians are leaving, you know, the charge of £60 at the door.
I mean, do you believe they provide a service?
Not a bit.
But what about people? In that email, she said her mother came home and she felt better.
Right, but sure, if she's going to go pay someone £60 to lie to her, go to the neighbour, give the neighbour some money, let her lie to her for a while.
But at least with this woman or this man that she went to, she believed it was credible. Because, you know, older people in general tend to believe in psychics and mediums and that kind of stuff. You would very rarely, I mean, if you went to one of these shows where these mediums perform, you're not going to see a load of 20-year-olds. You're going to see a load of 60 and 70-year-olds.
Well, I know a few you might, though.
Well, you might. Some stupid ones, gullible ones.
Yeah.
But in saying that, you know, you're going to see the ones that, I suppose, people who are more vulnerable and who are they're just determined to believe that the person who passed away or died is okay. You know what I mean?
I don't get it. The same people are the same people who you'd say go to church, talk to God, and whatnot.
Like, yeah, well, if that makes them feel better, you know what I mean? I mean, I've no problem with anybody who's religious, as long as they don't ram it down
somebody
else's
throat. At least the church is free. Go to the church, don't go to a psychic.
Mm.
You know, like you said, you have all them, there's that £1 million or $1 million, whatever it is, thing no one's ever done.
Yeah, James Randi, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that covers ghosts and everything. That's not just psychics.
Yeah, he has something in an envelope or something like that, isn't it? And it's been sealed for the last 15 or 20 years. And not one psychic has come up and challenged him.
None. Not even close to it. So, like, they're going to charge 60 with a pop, but if they're that good, why aren't they going to take $1 million?
Mm. Well, so you believe they're just preying on vulnerable people?
That's all. I think it's disgraceful.
And should it be illegal?
I think so.
Do you believe it's fraud?
Yeah.
Unless you can actually prove that you can do something.
If you can prove one thing, fine.
Then you could argue that religion is fraud, because there's no, I mean, religion relies on faith.
Yeah.
So you could argue, if you're going to say that's fraud, well, then you could argue that religion probably is.
I've no problem with that either, if I'm honest.
Well, yeah, okay. But that's your, obviously your...
Yeah, but look, like you said, you have the Barnum statements, you have cold read, there's unthing stuff out there to read up on to show how to get what to get, the information to get.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Fran. Fran, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Fran?
How you doing, Noel?
Good. Fran, you know, I've never been to a psychic, I've never been to a medium, because I don't believe it. But personally, some people do believe it and they buy into it. Is that okay?
It all depends. You see, most people either believe or don't believe.
Yeah.
Like, when I was young, I went down to Bray, I seen a psychic. She told me I was going to have a red van. Like, I mean, that's sort of the be-all and end-all. But then I also have...
Did you have a red van?
Never had a red van.
Right, okay.
But I have there's a good friend in the family who does tarot reading. And she was able to tell me that one of my close friends died in a tragic accident.
Yeah. I had a close friend died in a tragic accident too, by the way. That's a good, well, that's
she
a good
was
guess.
Able, she was able to say what accident he actually died in.
Mm. Yeah,
he said he died in a motorway accident.
Sorry, Peter. What did he say to him?
He said there was a close friend of his family who read cards. Of course he's going to know if his friend died in an accident.
She wouldn't have known this person, because this person was before he even met my wife or any of these people. She wouldn't have known. Like, I mean, this is going back about 20 years ago.
So they're a close family friend, but nobody they know is going to know anything about you before you met your wife.
They wouldn't have known anything about me, work colleagues or anything like that. Like, I mean, this lad was 21, killed down in Kerry somewhere on a motorbike accident.
So you believe that she had some sort of psychic ability to know that?
There was no way on earth anyone would have known that.
But I wasn't there for the conversation that happened with you and her, Fran. And the problem with psychics is your unconscious mind doesn't remember all the stuff that she got wrong and the way she got that information out of you.
I do understand. Most of them have a script. They walk through a script.
No. What I'm saying is, people come back and they'll say to you, she knew me mother wore a gold ring with two diamonds on it, right? Okay. And that's unusual. You're saying, yeah, how would she know that? But what happens is they'll say a lot of stuff to you. It's kind of it's called scattergunning, right? They'll say a lot of stuff to you. You give back answers. You don't remember all the stuff that you give back to them. You don't tell them what you give back to them.
This person is not a question and answer person. Mm. She'll sit down there and she's a tarot reader. She'll turn over cards and she'll be able to tell.
And did she know your friend's name that died?
No.
No.
Neither did my wife.
No, well, I wouldn't expect the psychic to know. And did she know how he died?
Yes.
Apart from the fact it was just a tragic accident?
No, she was able to tell me it was a motorbike accident.
A motorbike accident, all right. So yeah. She was quite specific about that.
She was quite specific.
And when was this?
I'd say, maybe 50s now. It would have been 20, 21-ish.
Okay, so it was before social media came along. Nowadays, it's quite easy for them with social media.
I can understand, to research. This person now, I would trust. Like, they don't even charge. These people don't even charge for it, so it's not a case.
But a lot of them do that. A lot of them won't charge the first time to get you hooked, and then they hope you'll come back and pay.
She never charged anybody. She does. Now, what she does readings, we say, for the group.
Well, see, the problem is, Peter, and Fran, I'll say this to you honestly, there are a lot of psychics out there who genuinely, personally believe they are psychics. They're not doing it. In other words, they don't think they're defrauding people or anything like that. They genuinely believe they're psychics.
Yeah, and there's people out there who think they're God, but they get locked up for it.
I suppose it depends on the person themselves, whether they believe or whether they don't believe. If you don't believe, you're going to ridicule these people. If you do believe, it could give you happiness.
Yeah, but when a woman goes, or a man, it's genuinely women, by the way, for some strange reason, the majority of people that go to psychics and mediums, I think it's something like, the figures are astronomical, they're like 92% is women, right? I don't know why they seem to prey on women more than men. Maybe, I don't know, I haven't a clue. But anyway, when an older woman goes and she says, oh yeah, your husband is grand, he's happy now. He says, by the way, don't forget to cut the grass and, you know, and go on that holiday you're thinking of going on, right? Now, we know that's a con, right? We know that that's stupid. That doesn't even, she hasn't been talking to the husband at all. But you're saying it makes the person feel better. But should that be illegal? To lie to somebody?
Would you call it like being a different type of therapy?
You know, like a grief therapy of some sort.
Yeah, rather than going and seeing the psychologist and the psychologist telling you, you know, everything is grand, you go to these people. Well, yeah, I did talk to Harry and he said, look, the ring is in the wardrobe under the whatever, the blanket.
Yeah, your passport's, you know, in the drawer, yeah.
Yeah, most of these, I'd say 95% of these psychics and mediums would read off a script. You know, you do have that.
But then you're telling me that 5% are real.
I'd say there's some credence in what they're saying. I haven't been proven.
Well, then, are you telling me that there's 5% of these people, honestly, do you believe this, Fran, that 5% of these people can talk to the dead?
Not exactly talk to the dead, but no certain things which no other person would know.
Well, then you're saying, how would they know them, apart from the fact that they're talking to dead people?
It could be a reading, it could be an aura, it could be... There could be anything.
Oh, okay. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Maura. Maura, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maura?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Maura, you believe they provide a valuable service.
I do, yeah. I've had lots of readings from psychics or mediums.
Right.
I call them, and I've got...
And why did you... Can I ask you first of all, what made you want to go?
Just kind of, I suppose... Just
intrigued?
Have a bit of hope. No, just to have a bit of hope.
Right, and why were things bad? I'm dumb. No, if I'm asking you a personal question, tell me to mind my own business. But were things bad in your life at the time? And things are
not bad, but like, I mean, I did have a family who passed.
Right.
And I just kind of wanted to, you know, feel kind of just a little bit better. You know,
and did you feel better?
I did feel better, and I also got great readings, you know, as well as what I'm saying, that obviously my loved ones had come and said, I'm fine, and... Blah blah blah. I actually was.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that that the person that you were talking to was talking to the person?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Niall, and I also believe that because I was told things that they wouldn't know, that kind of made me believe more.
Right.
There was different things that were going on in my life at the time.
So do you do believe there are people out there who can talk to people who have died?
Yeah, I believe. Of course, I do. Yeah. I really
and how do you, I mean, Maura, without being silly, how do you think that's even possible? Because most of them just give, if the person could talk to you, why do they only give clues?
They have, you know, and you really have to, I suppose, be of strong character to have that ability to deal with, you know, that way.
But why do they only ever talk, Maura, in riddles? Anytime you ever go to these people, right, they're always very vague. It's always in riddles. There's never anything really too defined. You know, I know it means something to you, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Did you ever go to psychic yourself?
No, I wouldn't be interested. I wouldn't believe it. As far as I'm concerned. But that's just my opinion.
I know, yeah. I was going to say you should try it maybe and see for yourself. Because I've gone to a lot of them.
But I could do a psychic reading on you now, Maura. If you believed it, it might make you feel better. And you know what it might do? If I said to you something like, I can feel money coming into your future, you're probably going to meet a nice bloke. But, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, you might go out and make a bit of an effort then, you know, to do the lotto a bit more often. So there's a possibility I actually could be right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
By saying that to somebody, I think money is going to come into your life. I'm like walking to a shop and buy a scratch card and win money or win money in the bingo. But telling them where it's coming from, the source that it's coming from, Niall, where I've been told, this was a stranger that I met and they didn't know anything about me or my life or my personal life or anything.
Yeah, was it your parent that died?
Sorry?
Was it a parent that died?
My parents are gone, yeah.
And was that who you went to talk to them about, your parent?
Well, I just went for a general reading as well.
But they knew it was your parents?
That
would be fairly obvious because you sound, no, I don't even know you more. I've never even met you and I don't know how old you are, but you sound like a middle-aged woman.
I met you loads of times.
Oh, did you?
I did at the parties, the classic.
All right. But you sound like a middle-aged woman, right? When I say middle-aged, you're maybe in your 40s, are you?
I'm 44, yeah.
That's a good guess, right? I'm a psychic. But okay, so you're probably in your 40s. So if you came to me and I was a medium, I'm going to be guessing most likely, I'm going to say it was your mother that you wanted to talk to.
Right, well, it was because my mother died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father's dead over 20 years.
Yeah, okay, so how did I guess that?
Well, I mean, it's not about that, you're right. You're just saying, okay, so your mother has died.
Yeah, and by the way, my condolences to you on the loss of your mother. Okay. I mean, it's a horrible thing to lose a parent.
But I'd be sitting there and I'm looking for more information from you, Niall, about my mother and about things in the family, things that are going to happen in the family, things that did happen in the family.
Mm. But do you understand what you don't remember is, and you probably still don't remember because unconsciously you may have done it, you gave her information. When she gave you a bit of information, you would have given her a bit of information back. That's how they work. It's,
I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't have came in and actually said, my mother has passed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that to
But I would have guessed that, Maura.
Yeah, I know that. And, and again, you know, I've got psychics who have said other relatives have come through, you know, like a sister-in-law, an uncle. You know,
do me a favour, Maura. Just stay there for a second, please, if you can. Okay, Maura believes it provides a valuable service because it gives comfort, okay? And maybe it gave Maura some comfort to know that the person, her mum in this case, who passed away, was in a happy place or a better place, okay? Let me go to James. James, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, James?
Hi, how you doing?
James, I mean, psychics, mediums. I mean, Maura went. She said she felt she got a good reading. She feels better after it. So what's the harm then?
Good for her. No, they're absolute. What would you call them?
It's daytime radio, so be careful what you call them.
Exactly. The story I told the researcher, I used to work in a theatre, and one of the world-renowned psychics came to the theatre, and I was doing ushering.
Okay, don't mention any names, you won't.
Sorry?
Don't mention any names. All right, just no, world-renowned is good enough for me.
But world-renowned, blonde one, anyway, right? And she was up doing her mumbo-jumbo. And she happened to pull out a photograph of this fella. And I happened to know this guy. And I knew him well. And she went, oh. And the two sisters stood up. And she went, oh, he was a very sad person. And he lived a destitute life and such and such. And I'm looking and I'm like, no, that wasn't this guy at all. This guy was the whole of the party. And the two girls, the two sisters were looking at each other and going, no, that's not him at all. No, that wasn't him.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he didn't like to talk about this and this side of his thing. The man was nothing like she described him. The guy was the life and soul of the party. He was as friendly as Anthony. He'd always say hello. And she described him as...
But I liked her little get out there when they said, no, he wasn't like that at all. But maybe he didn't want to talk to you about it.
He didn't want to
talk. That was her kind of get out. So she had a 50-50 chance of getting that right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then she started calling on dead pets and everything.
Dead pets?
Dead pets. And with that then, the whole audience was kind of lost it. And there was a report then the next day that in the sound box...
That's right, I remember that particular story, yeah. I do remember the story, yeah.
Yeah, in the sound box.
That somebody had been... she denied that, but I do remember people were saying that she was being tipped off through an earphone.
I remember that
because he filled out all these cards at the start of the thing, and he filled out, oh, my Joey, such and such died. And then without realising then, you forget that they're after doing that. And she just randomly pulls him out, and
there was an undercover thing done on a lot of those kind of psychics that do those shows, and they found that they have helpers who will basically, if you take say the likes of Vicar Street, which will have the bar outside before people go into the auditorium, they'll wander around and they'll kind of have a listen to conversations that are going on. If you know what I mean. So they might hear, and not to be disrespectful to Maura, but if Maura was there in the bar before she went in, they might hear Maura talking to her sister or friend saying, oh God, I hope now they get in contact with me, ma'am. And so they hear these conversations, you know what I mean?
Niall.
Sorry, Maura. Yeah, go on.
What James is talking about there, I understand. I know what he's talking about.
It's a show.
I know the person. They're shows.
Yeah.
They're celebrities. They want to be celebrities. I'm talking about people who come to your home or you go to their home. And it's a one-to-one private reading.
Yeah.
Or you could have maybe a few people.
It's all the same thing.
Hold on, James. What I'm trying to say is, I'm not going to go into detail of everything that I've been told by psychics that have come true. And there's no way they could have known.
And how often would you go, Maura? Do you still go?
I'm due to go in the summertime.
So what, would you do it once or twice a year, like?
No, yes, once a year would be, yes, yeah. Once a year. I went to see one last year, and this was more of like, how can I say, she reads tea leaves.
She reads tea leaves?
Yeah, she's actually a local person, you know.
Right, okay.
But again...
and railings.
Sorry, say that again, James?
Yes.
I can read pebbles and railings. I'm very good at that.
He's taking the piss now.
He is taking the piss, yeah. But when I say he's taking the piss, he doesn't believe it, Moira. Yeah. And a lot of people don't. I mean, Moira, why is it predominantly that 90% of the people who go to these individuals are women? 90% of them are usually over the age of 40 because they're not really young people. Why do you think that is?
I know, I do know a lot of young that go as well.
I don't think there's that many young people go to see these individuals.
You hear a few going. What I'm saying about
that, out of curiosity,
like she told me things. Some things have come true already, and again, there's other things I'm waiting.
Like what sort of things would have come true that you went away on a holiday or something?
Some of them are too a bit personal.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, James, can they be? Let me ask James just very quickly before we go into the break. James, is it possible? Is it possible? Are me and you being a bit harsh? And is it possible that there are a small percentage of these individuals that genuinely have some sort of talent beyond what we understand?
No, and as you like you said, your man James Randi has put up £1 million for anyone who can, any shred of evidence. Now, I like your man James Randi. He's very, very good at debunking all this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not one shred of evidence to come true that'll make him hand over that million. And even when he dies, he still has an institute or a
that's
thing
right, yeah,
that will still pay out.
It does seem bizarre, Maura, that every psychic and medium would know about James Randi. Now, you may not know about him, but he's offered this £1 million to anybody who can prove that they're psychic or they can talk to the dead, and not one person has taken him up on the offer.
I'll YouTube him, and you see people on television, yeah, and they come on with these psychic powers, and then he just puts a simple blocker in and go, well, now do it. And your man goes,
can't do it.
Get the boat, you...
But he's asking something more extraordinary.
It's quite extraordinary to ask anybody to speak to a dead person, in fairness. I mean, they're claiming to do extraordinary things, Maura, by telling you they can speak to somebody who's passed away. That's quite an extraordinary claim, isn't it? Noreen, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Noreen?
Hello, Noreen.
Noreen, you know, it's a difficult one because I can't prove that they can't do it, but nobody can prove that they can do it either.
Well, Manal, I wanted to make a point. Nobody can talk to the dead. The dead are gone. One needs to allow them to rest in peace.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But there's a desperation by people not to let go. You know, you've got particularly, and it is sadly, it's mainly women that tend to go to these people, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and there's a desperation. Their mum has passed away, or their dad has passed away, or their child, even worse, their child has passed away. And there's a desperation to know that the person is okay in whatever other life they've gone to. And that desperation sometimes is pleased by these individuals who will tell them stuff that they want to hear.
I'm sure these individuals, have done a lot of homework before they meet somebody.
Yep.
And somewhere along the line, I know that, I had lovely parents that passed away, and they led very good lives, and I feel that they went to God when they died. So I don't long to speak to them or anything, you know.
Yeah, you'll say a prayer every now and again, and that'll be it for you.
Yeah, every day, every morning, every night. And
people will argue, they're listening to you, Noreen, and they're going to say, well, jeepers, Noreen believes in God. She believes that her parents have gone to heaven. She believes in that. And there's as little proof that that exists, apart from the Bible, of course.
Well, I have the faith.
And you have faith, yeah. But some people will say, well, I have faith in the medium as well.
Oh, yeah, look. Let them do what they want to do, Niall. I'm not criticising them or anything. I just wanted to give my opinion about people who have passed away. And
are they preying on vulnerable people, Noreen? Because people are vulnerable when they're grief-stricken. They're vulnerable.
Well, of course they would be, yeah. Yeah, and it's not the right time, you know, if somebody's mourning or vulnerable, it's not the right time to meet one of these people, you know?
And what do you say to the person?
They feel better. It's the wrong time to make this, important decisions.
Mm-hmm. Particularly when it comes to somebody's will. Yeah. but what do you say to people who say, well, my mother felt better after talking to this person? You know, they even though it cost them £60, they felt better.
But that's what she believed.
Mm. So should that be? Should it be illegal? I mean, the priest, of course, based on religion, is not going to take any money off you. But he might ask for a donation for the church. But these people will take money off you. Should that be illegal to ask somebody for money to pretend to talk to their dead loved ones?
I don't know, Niall. I can't really answer that.
Because we'll hang on. Because Micheál.
Good morning, Tiagutch.
Tiagutch, Micheál. Micheál, you kind of sort of believe in them.
I believe in it. It is a very broad subject. I believe in ghosts. I believe in it. I believe.
Do you believe
that
in ghosts? Why have we never seen
father?
One? Why have we never
I
seen
have.
A ghost?
Niall Byleham, if you listen to the ghost in the Arklock Canal, you can see a photograph of me there. You can say that's a wild looking figure I'm there. I've seen ghosts
in the canal
numerous times in my life, and in quite modern times, about 2 years ago, I was on the Arklock Canal.
I've never seen a picture of a ghost, Micheál. And if there is pictures of ghosts online, they're always very shady-looking pictures.
Right. But you see me, it's a shady-looking picture when you see me, because he's after seeing a ghost. Look at the state of him. I'm on it. Because I was on the bank of the canal with the girl going up, we were feeding a swan whose partner had been killed by a car. And I saw it in the distance, and I thought, what the hell is that? Then I thought there was two people at the area where the other swan was sitting on the edge.
Okay.
And the next one was, these figures were coming close to me. Now, where they were, I could not possibly see. Not in a million years, it's so far away.
Okay, well Micheál, if you believe in ghosts, and you believe that there's people in the spirit world, so to speak,
there
right?
Is.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, fine. So, you know, Noreen or somebody like me goes to see one of these mediums, and I want to go because my brother died many years ago, my mother died and my father died, right? And the medium starts saying things to me like, I sense a man, he's probably in his 70s, he's saying to you, everything is grand, don't be worrying. Now, would if me father was really coming through to some medium, would he really talk in riddles? Or would he not just say, Howie and Niall, listen, everything is grand, by the way, in relation to me, Will. Do you know what I mean? Why wouldn't he just talk in English? Why would he give clues? Because they only ever give clues. Like, if it was really a spirit, and a spirit was contacting the medium, why wouldn't they just talk straight to them? Why would they just give, oh, my name begins with a letter M? Then why wouldn't they just say, my name is Mick?
But why in the name of God do I see ghosts? This is all my life now. You know my age at this stage. All my life, I can see it. Well, I don't know about now, but years ago, as clear as day, I could see the wind. We were out in the bog, and my father wouldn't believe us. And my other brother was with me. And one day, he surprised us. Here, he said, I'm fed up with this. He said, draw what you saw. And he put the two of us apart, and the two of us doing nearly the same thing.
So you both saw the same ghost.
I could see the breeze. Yeah, and I can see ghosts all my life. I heard the banshee. I'm wearing the arse of the bar.
You heard the banshee?
Yeah.
Oh, but by the way, Noreen, do you believe in ghosts, Noreen?
No.
Well, then, Noreen, you've an awful lot of living to do.
I'll leave Noreen alone.
I've had plenty of living to do.
But there are definitely ghosts. I've been to Auschwitz and a few of them places. You go in there. Now, I believe they're all grown up. I was in there 20, 30 years ago. I believe they're all grown up.
I only had this conversation with a mate of mine the other day who's going to Auschwitz with his family next week because his girlfriend's family are going, and he's going. And you know what he said to me? He said, I don't even want to go. He said, to be honest, which I find the whole thing quite morbid, and to be honest, which I completely agree with him. I don't think I'd like to go to a place where so many people have died. Personally, now, I don't understand it's a museum, it's historical and everything else, and it's very sad, but I wouldn't like to be going there. Micheál, I don't believe there's loads of ghosts flying around in Auschwitz.
Well, I saw them, and the man at Londa, there was a girl of 11, 12, and she says to me, Micheál, where did they go? We're in a car. And I just said to her, that's the best thing you ever said.
I mean, where are you saying, where did they go? They go into the ground, Micheál.
I was driving a car, they crossed the canal bank within the yard in front of me. And one thing I should have done is jammed on. But the sad part of that, the sick part of it is, that for a week or so, I live no distance away from where I was. And I could feel their presence in the car and in the house with me.
Yeah, I know, but your mind plays. The mind is an amazing thing, you know, your imagination. I remember when my brother died. Let me explain the story, right? I remember when my brother died. He drowned in the canal of the Seventh Lock 2 days before Christmas, right? And he was 24 years of age. And he had been to a party in Ballyfermot. Normally didn't drink. My mother blamed herself for years because she woke him up to go to the party. But anyway, I was working up the road in a nightclub called the Cocos. It was in the Bellegarde.
I know it well.
Yeah, yeah. And I always kept thinking to myself, now we'd no mobile phones in those days, but why didn't he contact me in some way and give him, and I would have gave him a lift home, right? Because he was on his way home to get a taxi and he walked across the lock and it was the coldest night of the year and the lock was icy and he slipped and fell 20 foot down into the water and drowned, right? But, and he was found 2 days later floating in the canal. But anyway, I always said to myself, I always felt a bit guilty. You know that kind of, you know, everybody has a bit of guilt when somebody dies. Just, maybe I should have talked to the person. And for, I remember for months, I felt this kind of weird presence in the back of my car. And I'd look in the mirror and get a bit of a fright, as if he was in the back of the car, because that was playing on my mind. But I know, because I'm a logical person, that he wasn't really a ghost in the back of my car. My brother was dead, sadly. But it was my mind that was playing tricks on me, because I had always thought, if I had just given him a lift home that night in the car, maybe he'd be still alive today. So that's your mind does that.
No. Well, that'd be grand to say. I knew Cork was exceptionally well. I knew some of the people worked there. I supplied from Cowboy Nights. I supplied horses there.
I remember the Wild West night, yes.
Yes, I supplied horses.
I was the DJ.
You know something? I had to meet you before in the Sester case. I never knew this. But the point is that I would say that I've seen ghosts on several occasions. But when I have a 12-year-old girl in the car, who has no relation in the world, but she said, I'd love to go up and feed the swan with you. I said, hop in. And we turned onto the canal, and you cannot see the other end of the canal. It's too far away. And I could see it. And I thought, Jesus, that's mighty vision altogether. And then I could see the tree where the swan was lying under with the eggs. And I just thought, like, that's weird, it's great vision. Because I saw two figures. And it looked like a man and a woman dressed in black. And I thought, God, it's not covered enough for that. And the next one was, they were coming near me as I was driving along. And then it crossed the track immediately in front of me. Now, hindsight is brilliant. But the little girl said to me, me, Hodgie, where the hell did they go? And I said to her, that's the bit. Now, it wasn't mine, because she saw it as I saw it. You can fall, she'll tell you the story.
Right, okay, so it says on my screen here that Michal kind of sort of believes. Michal, you're a real believer. You're right in there with the believers. You're up the top of the believers. So Michal, okay, but getting back to these mediums, do you think, okay, well, Michal, sorry, I don't have a huge amount of time. Michal, the mediums and psychics, do you think it's fair?
The mediums, to me, if I had to believe in a medium, I'd ask them particular questions. I'd ask for a description of who they were talking to before I believe them. But I'd say there are mediums out there, but
Okay, let me guess. Your father, Michal, his name was probably Michal.
He was, 100% exact.
Okay, now, let me guess. He was probably about 5'8". He had kind of greyish hair, and he was slightly balding.
No, he was 6'1", and he still had fairly good colour hair.
But what I'm saying is, they could have a good old guess. You know what I mean?
And Niall, another thing, he died when he was 107.
He did not.
He definitely did, and so did my mother. So like, and they
your mother and father lived to 107.
She was 3 years dead before him because she used to slag him for baby snatching, or her for baby snatching.
So your mother and father were both 107 years of age when they died.
That
must go into a record. That must be a record.
No, it couldn't be a record. No, at the time there was a quiz on one time or some kind of years ago somebody was offering a prize of a tour or a flight somewhere for the oldest couple. There were basically 2 days in somebody being older than them, but they weren't capable of flying either, and neither were my parents. But neither couple, even though they were there, neither of them could win it. The older couple was in Cavan. They were 2 days older, 2 days longer married than them. They were 80-odd years married.
Noreen, would you believe that? Now, I'm assuming Michal is not lying about it. His parents were 107.
Yeah, I've heard of the odd person living to be 100 and over 100.
Oh, I know, but both of them. Wouldn't that be a crazy coincidence that they both lived to that age? They must have had good, clean living. That's what it was.
That is unique.
The clean living, there was no, we're in the middle of the bog. And what,
in
there
the
was
middle
no
of the bog.
Any,
yes, living on, no, living no, on stew and cuddle all their life.
We had it by the bucketful. And we had sessions here. You had a million rabbits a week. That was it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.